Nolte, Time's Finally Up for the Time's Up Hoax. By John Nolte on September 7, 2021. Over the Labor Day weekend, the hoax that was Time's Up pretty much disbanded in disgrace. It wasn't just almost the entire board: Shonda Rhimes, Katie McGrath, Nina Shaw, Eva Longoria, Hillary Rosen, that resigned in disgrace. The Time's Up Global Leadership Board was also disbanded. Like the creeps over at Project Lincoln, Time's Up will probably try to save face with a hiccup here and a burp there as proof of life, but it's over. And all I can say is good riddance to those shameless grifters. Time's Up, which was formed in 2018 in the wake of the hashtag MeToo scandals, managed to grift its way to all kinds of media prestige and tens of millions of dollars in donations by spreading the hoax that it was interested only in helping victims of sexual abuse, most especially at the hands of powerful men. But anyone with half a brain knew that was all horseshit. Knew that what we had here was one more yawn far-left organization hiding behind yawn nonpartisan advocacy to push its far-left agenda. See also, SPLC, UCLY, etc. The reality, and we all knew it, was that Time's Up was a partisan organization designed to push leftism and destroy conservatives, Republicans, and Christians by way of accusations of sexual misconduct. Except, oops, some women naively believed Time's Up's mission statement was sincere and then discovered the truth. This, if their accusation would in any way hurt the left's cause. Time's Up not only wanted nothing to do with you, Time's Up would work with your accused abuser to actively discredit you. Let's start with Tara Reid and her disturbing allegation Joe Biden sexually assaulted her, which is as credible as these allegations come. Reid is a Democrat woman with a credible allegation against a man with a long history of credible allegations, a man who was then running for the highest office in the land, and Time's Up basically told her to pound sand. In fact, during the election, the Biden campaign funneled $806,000 to Schkinkerbacher. Hillary Rosen is a partner at Schkinkerbacher, and Rosen is one of the founding members of the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. And all of this was happening as Reid was making her allegations public. Oh, and Rosen was one of those who resigned in disgrace over the weekend. It gets worse. Time's Up actively advised disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, on how to survive a litany of sexual misconduct claims by questioning the veracity of his accusers. So the tippy top at Time's Up not only sided with a powerful man accused of sexual misconduct, Time's Up sided with a man with 11 accusers and helped Cuomo discredit them. It was all a grift. A grift to enrich themselves. A grift to win unearned media love. A grift to protect Democrats and attack Republicans. And do you want to know why Time's Up really fell apart? Because just as we saw during the whole, years-long hashtag MeToo scandal, almost all powerful sexual abusers are Democrats. If you look at those exposed during the hashtag MeToo tidal wave, almost all of the men were leftists working for left-wing media and entertainment establishments. I'm not saying the political right is squeaky clean in this regard. Still, Time's Up ultimately got exposed and destroyed because of all the inconvenient misconduct complaints, you know, against their Democrat pals like Cuomo and Biden. Where were all the high-profile Republicans Time's Up was helping to take down? There weren't any, lol. And so, the result is that Time's Up was exposed for what it was. Another left-wing grift willing to destroy any and all victims if it furthered the left-wing cause, which is what so-called feminist groups have been doing since the days of Bill Clinton. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.